Welcome to Tim's Take on a Doctor Who signing. I'm currently sat on the quite busy 8:45 service to London King's Cross, and when I get to King's Cross I'll head on to the London Underground, the tube, to head towards Barking for a signing by Mark Strickson, who played Turlo in the Peter Davison era of Doctor Who.
At this point I was on a tube train. I won't bore you with the whole half hour journey it took to get from King's Cross to Barking on the London Underground, so I'll just leave you with a few seconds of this.
Well, we're now in the queue for the signing. I've already queued up once to buy a photograph and a token for an extra autograph. And I'm stood here with my friends Sanya Preston and Chris Ellis. And we've got talking about 10th Planet and the fact that they never made any money, which is why they've had to shut their shop down. And the fact that merchandise is so much cheaper in other shops. And the fact that TARDIS interior models take ages to put together.
They do not do such a thing. I found them very, very, very easy to put together. Oh. Almost childishly so.
That's Chris's viewpoint on it.
It's still huge, though. I've had to set aside a room for it.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah. In fact, I did a Batman Batcave to the bottom of it. So I've got more rooms to have. And at the bottom of the Batcave, I got the Buffy the Vampire Slayer library playset. I managed to get it from a pound store, and I got it for about a pound or so. Well cheap, and I was well chuffed with that.
It's a strange amount to pay in a pound shop.
I was startled.
Well, the queue's moving fairly slowly, but we are at least but on the other hand, we are at least within sight of the front now, so don't quite know what I'll do when I get to the front of the queue. May conceal this in my pocket and just get a few surreptitious words out of Mark Strickson that way.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It'll only be me saying, who's this to?
I actually
put it together. Sanya's now describing her Doctor Who necklace she put together at last minute this morning.
Well, Richard actually put it together for me.
Ah, yes.
I put together the original one.
Ah.
And I took it apart.
Here's my autographs book.
Oh, so you'll hear from me again when we reach the front of the queue.
Yeah.
Can you put to Tim?
Tim?
Yes. I was just looking at your signature because a friend of mine in the States, he does a Doctor Who podcast.
Yeah.
He lives in New Jersey. When I said I was coming to a Mark Strickson site, he said, I haven't met Mark Strickson for 20 years when I interviewed him. And see if he still signs his signature with a tie.
I do, very much so. And I regretted doing it in the end, so I was turning up at some convention and we had to sign 3,000 posters, and I felt I also did the time, it took me even more time. But once you start doing it, you keep going.
That's right, Rolf Harris, I've got his autograph somewhere, because he came to, I work at Pembroke College in Cambridge,
right.
And he recorded part of one of those Rolf on Arts, at Pembroke College. And he puts the whole Rolf Harris on every single autograph.
Right. They were quite good, those programs, actually.
Yeah,
they were good. He chased me around Beatles studios. Remember that program David Hamilton used to do on Saturday mornings? I don't remember where it was. And breakfast time with David Hamilton on Saturday mornings, and I was on those little Paris walks. Small world. Well, nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely, Jake.
The signing's now over. I'm now stood at Barking Station waiting for a train back into central London. Oh, well, it went very well. As you'll have heard, I managed to meet up with my friend Sanya, who I know from Second Life, and also Chris Ellis from the London Doctor Who meetup group. And then after the signing, we had a fairly lengthy question and answer session from Mark Strickson. Sound is my tube train arriving, and so I'll stop recording now. I'm now on the train home, heading back to Cambridge. I've caught the 1452, and before I was rudely interrupted by the underground train, I was telling you that Mark Strickson did an extensive Q&A session after the signing, which I did manage to shoot some video of, and I'll convert that down to DivX and get some of it up onto YouTube and provide links to it with this episode of the show. He answered questions about working on Doctor Who. He had a lot of memories of Planet of Fire because he's just been recording commentaries for future DVD releases, and amongst them was Planet of Fire. He also talked a lot about what he does these days, which is produce and write wildlife films, and he gave his reaction to the death of Steve Irwin, because he actually discovered Steve Irwin. He wrote a film about snakes, and Steve Irwin got recruited to present this via him sending an audition tape of him with snakes. And Mark Strickson said that we said of this guy at the time, we've either got a really big star here, or it's just going to flop totally because this guy's a bit crazy. Yes, as I say, he talked about his work on wildlife films, of which these days he's based out in New Zealand, which he describes the weather there as even colder than the coldest weather we get in the UK. Certainly the part of New Zealand that he lives in, at any rate. Yes, his current project is he's working on a film about monkeys, but instead of just filming them in the wild, he's filming them in the wild, but with green screen techniques like what are used in Hollywood movies. And so, as he said, they can be running along a wall, and then they run on a wall that they've built in front of a green screen, and so they can put these monkeys anywhere. And I think the idea is to tell some kind of story with them. Yes, it was very interesting. And as I say, I will get some of those clips up onto YouTube and provide links for them with this episode. And I think I may record a little bit more when I get home, but it's quite noisy here on the train there, so I'll sign off for now. Back in the peace and quiet of home again now. Got back to Cambridge roughly speaking about 4 p.m. and I got the bus home to a short walk away from here, which is Cambridge's City Football Ground. The only things I've forgotten to mention in the show are, once I've got them up online, you'll be able to see photos, or some of the photos I took today, on my Flickr page, which is flickr.com/photos/tdrawery. And, that brings this week's show to a close. Any other thing to say is that if you want to contact the show, just drop me an email to tdrawery2003@yahoo.co.uk. And I'll catch you again on next week's show, which is probably going to have two subject matters, because I'm going back to the cinema for the first time in about 3 weeks next Saturday. So I'll do a movie review, and also it will be next Saturday night part 2 of the Doctor Who Season 4 season finale. So I'll be doing a Doctor Who review. So I'll catch you on episode 3 for that.